Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, right here on WCWP.org. We were speaking the first hour to Nicole Christensen, who's a board-certified patient advocate. She has an organization as well called Care Answer that can be accessed on the internet. Just putting in Care Answer, it will answer a lot of the questions. And she's also an author. And Otto said he's going to get the book.
I am going to get the book.
So that was a lot of information, but it was great to have an hour. You know, you need an hour with somebody with that kind of information, especially with what's going on today. But so we're here, we are at Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Liu. I know that this is generally a therapy session and support group type scenario. So, you know, we'll continue with that after we talk a little bit about what's going on in the town and kind of the way the town has kind of reacted and responded to this crisis and continuing services and expanding and all the things that they've had to do to adapt to what's going on. Other than that, what's happening, Christina?
Well, thank you, Rebecca. I want to thank Rebecca for filling in. This is Rebecca's first Zoom radio experience with us.
Always,
and I hope you're enjoying yourself back. But you know, what was so interesting too about Nicole, she had reached out. We've had her on the show a bunch of times. And before this whole world went upside down, she had in October said, my book is coming out. So I had scheduled her. I think she was actually supposed to be scheduled for May, not knowing like the beginning of May. And when I reached out to her, she's been doing such amazing work. And I was like, now it's certainly timely to have her on. And she's such a wealth of knowledge. And I like that you could actually walk away with, you know, tangible things that you can do, which is always my favorite kind of part of it. So she was wonderful. Next week we have on some representatives from New York State
Fabulous.
Controller Tom DiNapoli's office. They're going to talk about just the whole COVID situation, unemployment, paying your bills, scams, et cetera. So that should be, you know, really a good information. And that's what we've really been trying to do on the show is each week have kind of a different organization or government official then just to see what they're doing. So all we can do is educate. And that's what we're trying to do here, Beck. And what, Beck, you haven't seen a lot of this. We do talk about what's going on in the town, but a lot of it is kind of just how we've all been coping with this. So since this is your first time on the show, I want to know, Beck, how you've been coping with this pandemic.
I think there's a range of how you cope. And I think where it's like a spectrum. And it's like you could be anywhere on that spectrum at any time. So like when it first happened, it was just so surreal that I can't tell you how many times a day I'd be talking to somebody and I'm like, is this really happening? I mean, am I really working from home? Can my mother, my uncle not leave the house? Is this all real? It's all surreal and everybody's talking about it. And I rearranged my house so that I can have my office at the dining room table. You know, my younger son is still in college and he had to wrap up his classes at home and he's a music major. So we had to set up the living room for his final recital, which usually is done in an ensemble. And, you know, so it's just like, and it's just me and him, you know? So then you go to almost like, all right, you know, you don't want to ever admit like enough already because there's so much suffering going on. So how can I complain? You know, then I get guilty and then I eat. So let's talk about that for a moment or two. When you're working at your dining room table and you have kind of a setup, like I have my living room, kitchen setup all on one floor. So like if I'm at my dining room table, I have to walk by my kitchen. And, you know, I've got, no matter what it is, I try to have healthy, but it, you know, no matter, you know, how healthy it is, you have to admit there are calories in healthy too. So, so there was that, you know, part of it.
That phase.
You know, and then there's, you know, of course, moments of depression, moments of anxiety, fear for my kids, you know, concern for my mother, concern for my uncle, who's like my father. I mean, you know, I'm missing everybody, you know, and then going back to, you know, is this really still happening? Are we really going into the third month now? So it's like it's a range of things. And then, you know, and then there's also like the unusual savings that's going on now that, you know, is kind of interesting, right? Like I used to get my nails done twice a month. I'm not doing that anymore. So there's a savings there. I put gas in my car only because, you know, it was cheap, but I haven't really needed to put gas in my car at all. My gym memberships, you know, they've stopped. So many things that, you know, and of course, you know, I teach yoga part-time. So that income isn't coming in, even though I'm doing it online, but I'm doing it kind of gratis. So that kind of like mix it, you know, all my little fun things are kind of not have to worry about. So at any point I could be on that spectrum anywhere, you know, and you worry about the kids, you know, are they, you know, I think maybe my older son might've had it. He had a really bad cough at one point. He went to the doctor and it wasn't the flu and it wasn't bronchitis, but they put him on an antibiotic anyway. And then it took a while to go away. I'll disclose, I was just tested for my antibodies and it came back negative. So, I don't know. I don't know how I'm coping. Yes.
No, I think that's a perfect, and that's kind of what we all say on this. And Rebecca did coin, I was on the phone with her last week and we've just been using it in my house because she did call the scale on a scale from 0 to J, which just hit me so funny. And my family just finds it so amusing. So we've just been going around. You'd be very happy, Beck, that you coined that scale.
Thank you. All right.
Yes,
Rebecca, Darren, you're also involved with, theoretically, you're working at home. So
yes,
you're getting involved with, what types of project independence activities are you getting involved with while you're home?
Well, again, I do a range of things. And one of the things that I do, and I'll get into the project independence stuff, is I kind of manage the staff administratively with their hours, very complicated ways of keeping track of people who are working from home, people who are not working, people who can't work, people who can't, you know, so there's a constant, which is good because then I'm in constant contact with everyone. So there's a lot of administrative, you know, we still have bills coming in. We still have, okay, now I'm gonna hop to the other thing. The services and programs that I kind of oversee, and, you know, Paula also, all of those services are still happening. They're just happening in a different way. You know, like, you know, the advisory boards are done virtually. They're done on Zoom. Transportation, you know, has taken a whole new path during this pandemic because we don't want seniors going out. They're afraid to go out, and they should be, you know, though they are running out of food. So, you know, the Project Independence Transportation is food shopping and going to the doctor. And, you know, what's happening now is seniors who, you know, was kind of talked about a little bit with Nicole, who normally are active or out there, they're shopping, they're running, they're driving, they take care of the kids. They don't see the kids anymore because they're afraid. They're home, they're quarantined. And they have to depend on, you know, agencies or programs to get them food or Instacart, and disappointment when you can't get it, and people who might shop for them, or, you know, maybe they do go shopping because they don't have any way else of getting food. And so it changes everything. So what the town has done is kind of opened up food shopping, and medical visits 7 days a week, no matter where you're at. Like it used to be, you know, if you lived in Mineola, you had 2 days a week where you could use Project Independence transportation. But we've opened it up any day. Like, you know,
so many exceptions are being made, which
right. Same day. And the other thing we did was we changed the hours of Project Independence food shopping. It used to be 10 to 2. Now we opened it at 7 a.m. because a lot of the supermarkets have opened that early so that seniors can come in and they could be, you know, the first ones after the store has been cleaned the night before, you know, and there's not a lot of people at 7 a.m. So those seniors that have to shop for themselves. So medical visits, same thing. If, you know, you need to get to your doctor. And the big thing is that we're not charging anything. The town is picking everything up, including tips. So there is no transfer of money at all. The taxi companies have assured us that they clean the cars in between riders. Though we do, you know, you have to do your due diligence as a rider too. I mean, if I was someone using any kind of transportation, I would just make the assumption that, you know, they're not cleaning the car, even though they are. How do I protect myself? I wear my gloves, I wear my mask, you know, I'm kind of doing whatever I can not to touch anything. I don't touch my face. So, you know, just kind of those things. So in terms of transportation, we've opened it 7 days a week. The hours are open. Like Christina was saying, we had how many today already?
Yeah, just to say, it's so funny because as just being on the show, I was picking up the service requests for Paula today, and two calls came in this morning just saying that people needed, same day shopping. And also I know Beck has made exceptions for if you can't go shopping, someone, you know, maybe someone in your family doesn't have transportation.
Yeah.
So they're actually able to use our transportation program to get you stuff too. So
right. That'd be your granddaughter, your kid. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, and I think that's what's so wonderful. And especially with everything, how the town really has handled this whole thing, because things are happening so quickly, you know, Beck and I can both attest for, you know, and like we said, that we didn't want to stop Project Independence, obviously. So right. It was a way of trying to figure out how are we going to, you know, make it work for the current climate. And I'm just proud to be part of a program that really has been, you know, and especially with this transportation stuff. So
it's we've really adapted. We only have a few seconds in this segment, but we'll be back and I'm sure we'll continue talking about all the good stuff that's going on. So we'll be back in just a few moments.